Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello, and welcome to the pregame show.
Hello!
Game number one of a doubleheader. A true doubleheader. Not a day-night. Single admission doubleheader. Before Max T. Goodman. It's got to be single admission, right?
Yeah. I think wasn't single admission when they're back-to-back. Like, in one ticket gets you both.
Yeah, it's got to be
that. I think it's a split admission. Because they split them, I thought.
They did? So what time is the second game start?
I thought it was a single admission for today's game. That's what I thought I saw, but I...
Well, usually it's 1-7 if it splits, 3-7 if it's single. Anyway.
I thought I saw they were doing the split thing.
When I realized it was a 3 o'clock start, I checked for the lineup at like 10. And I was like, where the hell's... And then I was like, oh, 3 o'clock start. Oh, it's back-to-back. These lineups are going to be awful. Jake and I were in the office, and I tweeted out, like, right same time as Max Goodman tweeted out the actual lineup, my joke lineup, which was me and Jake constructing the most bizarre and worst lineup we can. And even in that, I didn't have them playing IKF out of position of shortstop. So the Yankees now have been forced to do the move they didn't want to do, Jake. So maybe this doubleheader is the blessing.
Jim, BBD, everyone joining us live. Hope you're having a grand old day. Yeah, I mean, the IKF stuff, we've talked about it a lot. I mean, Boone openly said in a press conference that at some point they'd play IKF at third, so the fact they were still hiding it was the part that we just hated. So I guess they got their excuse into the doubleheader to do it.
Because he'll play short game two.
Maybe.
And that's how they sold it to IKF. Like, hey, we don't want to run you out there for both. Let's just do...
It'll be Marwin third. Game two. Or, like, Raza. We'll see. We'll see.
I would bet my left toe.
Okay.
This is their kiddie pool way of getting him off shortstop and play. I mean, this is a big deal.
But they view IKF as a star of the team, so he might have to rest one of these games. That's what I'm saying. Not a shortstop thing.
I don't know. I'd be surprised if he doesn't play short game
two. So is the left toe in or out?
My pinky toes are bullshit anyway. Like,
Yeah. Your foot's trying to get rid of your pinky toes.
My pinky toes are like, they kind of piggyback the toe next to it.
Like, that second finger looks like he's just trying to eat it.
Yeah, it's kind of like this.
Like, if they were plants?
Just along for the
ride.
See,
this, my pinky toe has never touched the ground. It chills on top of the toe next to it, like that. Not like this, like that. So, I mean, I don't think I lose anything if I lose those toes.
You want to tell them the lineup?
Oh, sure. If you're tuning into this and you don't know the lineup yet, look at the screen and read it. But we can read it out loud for you. Cabrera is in right field, leading off. he's into the big leagues, kid. You bat third, play a position you've never played before. Now you're going to lead off, play right field. Judge is DHing, batting second. Glaber in the three hole. Guzman, clean it up.
Some people might think we're joking.
Making his Yankee
debut.
There's
no guy on the team named Guzman. These guys are being jerks again.
Making his Yankee debut, cleaning up. Andujar, batting fifth, playing left field. I'd also pencil him in for game two, batting fifth, playing left field, because when Andujar's up, they bat him in the middle of the lineup and play him in left field. IKF, batting sixth, playing third base. Oh, I got BBD, what's the forecast at 3 o'clock? Can you get that for me? Florial, center field, Higashioker.
Overcast and 70.
No rain?
I don't see any. There's rainy clouds all day, but I don't see any water marks.
Peraza batting ninth and playing shortstop. So the Oswalds are bookending the lineup. And, I mean, just preposterous lineup. preposterous spring training lineup. Just an insane lineup. But they are burying the lead that IKF is not starting at shortstop for the first time this season, and Peraza starting at shortstop over him. They've been reluctant to do that. Maybe he takes in runs with it. Hopefully we see some nice plays. Maybe they're hoping for rain, and this lineup gets washed out, and they go, well, we did put him at third that one game, but it got rained out.
You're going rain theory.
No idea. I mean, it's just laughable. I mean, who's pitching?
For the Yankees?
Yeah.
Domingo Herman. Louis Varland on the hill for the Twins.
It is Louis Varland for the Twins.
I mean, I don't know what to fucking say. Like, Judge got to hit some homers.
This is Louis Varland's major league debut.
Nice. And it's Guzman's Yankee debut and IKF's third base debut. Peraza's nine-hole shortstop debut.
Is it his Yankee Stadium debut, too? He didn't,
Peraza,
play, in,
yeah.
didn't play the first
think
game.
So.
Oswaldo Cabrera's leadoff debut. So, a lot of debuts. I mean, I don't know. This game is going to be sloppy and gross.
Exciting.
This is like, you know, bet on the mud. You know, you got a horse that runs good in the mud. This is their mud lineup. They think this defense best on muddy terrain.
Speaking of, you know, we root for the Yankees to win. Two-game win streak. Let's not forget that. If Miguel Andujar could have like a 7-for-8 day, the ripples that would send Yankee fans on would be awesome. So I'm going to root for that today. And hey, Ronald Guzman, and I could look back at this like you're a sad, pathetic man who could talk yourself into anything. Ronald Guzman's story, he was starting for the Texas Rangers. If you remember, he had a 3-homer day at Yankee Stadium. It was actually pretty cool. His dad was in the stands. And then he had like a weird injury. I think he tore his ACL or something. So he just got like cut. And he's been good in AAA this year. So, you know, we went through Yankees and like how can anything change? He's a guy that he got put on the roster because they aisled Rizzo. That like he could have a good week of games. So that's kind of neat.
He's going to hit a homer today. I mean, just to let you know. Is Guzman a lefty or righty?
Lefty.
Lefty.
Nice.
That's left, throws left.
So they got switch, righty, righty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, righty, righty. Yeah, I mean, Stan probably DH's game two. I'm guessing DJ doesn't play game two, and they just use it as full rest day for DJ. While they have so many guys up with...
I think the quote Boone put out was, you could see both of them, but in the same breath mentioned that DJ's still getting like checked out today on the toe. So
you mean
DJ's out.
He meant in game two?
In game two.
He said, you could see them? So the,
he said,
the status quo is we won't. That's how he's talking then. So we won't. He means off the bench then.
Boone's...
So no Stanton, no DJ. Donaldson's on the paternity list. Rizzo's on the IL. Trevino, no Trevino. He'll catch the second game. Which leaves you with Guzman, Andujar, Florial, Higgy, both as Waldos. Getting the start.
The Hoke tweet, Boone said it's possible that he could have Stanton and or DJ LeMahieu in game two. LeMahieu is being seen by specialists today.
So, no.
DJ for sure,
I'd
no
say
Stanton,
DJ's
though.
A no.
I'd say DJ's a no. Maybe Stanton. You got a what to watch for, Jake?
I just kind of did it with Andujar, 7-for-8. Guzman has a chance to actually be okay.
Okay.
You?
Peraza at short. And IKF at third. Like if IKF looks, he comes in on a ball and he does his double pump, but makes the throw because he has more time to do it, I'm going to be kind of
right.
Like, oh, Yanks are rooting for him to bobble the ball in front of him at third. Just to let everybody know, the Yankees are rooting for him to bobble the ball at third and look the same at short. So they go, well, they don't want him to flash leather at third. The Yanks don't want that. They want to pencil him right back into short. But I think that's my what to watch for. The Oswaldo's going back to back. Maybe like them hanging out together. You know, if Peraza's up and Cabrera's on deck and they're talking to each other and relaying stuff. Maybe they feed off each other, being that close in the lineup there. So maybe the 9-1 combo could be fun today.
The Aussies.
But it seems like a game where Herman should pitch well. Day games after a doubleheader with nobody in the crowd and bad weather are usually kind of quick. Usually it's like a one-inning burst of runs and then a breeze the rest of the way. Usually how these games go. So I think it's a good recipe for Herman to have a good game, okay. And he's been good. I think since his first outing, he's got a 2.3 ERA in his next eight. I expect the same. I mean,
Bullpen's rested,
but it's doubleheader and then another game tomorrow. Who's pitching tonight?
Cole. So I think they're going to try to win tonight's game. So, like, I think Stanton could play tonight.
Yes, Stanton should play tonight. I mean, it's just DHing.
We'll see. Both be on the IL tomorrow.
Whole bullpen's available?
Yeah, pretty much. I won't say it.
Do the Twins have a lineup out?
I haven't seen it yet. I'll give a double check. Not yet.
Can they even do something even close to it? The good news is this starting pitcher has no idea what to prep for.
Right.
He's got no idea. What's his name? Veering?
Louis Varland.
It's Louis Varland to you.
Louis Varland.
It's Louis Varland.
Where's he from?
Yes.
What's he about?
Minor leagues.
Actually, he faced the Yankees AAA team on August 19th, so I think he's faced these guys before.
Okay.
Dude, he's from Minnesota?
That's cool.
That is cool.
Varland, that's some Nordic stuff.
Louis Dennis Varland went to Concordia University in St. Paul, Minnesota, and was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. All this dude knows is St. Paul, Minnesota. So he faced the Yankees AAA team. I'm bringing up the stats from that. 5.2 innings, 7 hits, 2 earned runs. I mean, he had to face Andujar and Guzman. Maybe even Florial?
Peraza?
The lineup he faced was Wade, who got a hit off him. Peraza went 0-3 with a run scored. Rortvedt, 0-4 with 3 Ks. Josh Breaux, 0-4 with 2 Ks. Guzman, I don't know, he got a hit. I don't know if it was off him. Philip Evans got 3 hits. So he faced Peraza, Guzman, no Florial, no Andujar.
Got Ryan Lamar.
Greaser himself.
1-3 of the walk.
Yeah.
Ryan Weber pitched in that game.
Gross.
He
is going to pitch in this game.
He's on the roster today.
Oh, so he'll be pitching no matter what today. Or they'll just have him follow Cole, no matter what. Imagine that.
It's a tough matchup. Try to hit that after Cole.
Yeah.
Mental warfare.
All right, go beat up Varland. Looks like he's got strikeout stuff. The Yankees hey, this is a different Yankees team. This isn't the regulars who stink against pitchers they don't know. Nobody knows anyone here. It's basically an exhibition game played in the Bronx.
It's when the Yankees got hot last year. Squid.
I have Boone getting ejected.
Ooh.
Like overcaring.
I don't think he can.
I think he just got ejected Monday, right?
I think he just got ejected. Oh, yeah. I think he's going to Eeyore. I think it's just Eeyore.
He's going to be really mad. The ump's going to have a big zone. It's a mud game. It's going to be wild.
Leave Arland.
I mean, how do you watch it as a Yankees fan when it's not even the Yankees? Like, how do you... I don't think I can be mad at anything these guys do out there today.
I don't know any of these guys.
I'm rooting for guys.
Me too. What I'm saying, if they don't perform, it's like, okay.
Ah, it's been that way.
Well, I've been pretty mad at guys. Or like, you know, disappointed. Like, come on, get going. But you don't even have that feeling. What are we doing here? Homer draft? I'll take Guzman.
Draft is the Homer draft. Brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME. You get $20 off your first time using SeatGeek. I bet if you use that code right, I bet you get in the building for free today. I bet if you play your cards right and if you SeatGeeked properly, you could get in the building because SeatGeek is giving you $20 with code PREGAME. Download the app. Check them out. They're the geeks of seats. Actually, Jim, I don't know who's got first pick in the Homer draft.
You want to go to this game?
I mean, it seems like it's going to be a good one. Should we bring the judge number signed?
I can really go.
I'm open to it. Let's see.
I have a meeting at 3, but I can see if we can do that earlier. This game's going to be a fucking mess. I haven't been to a game since, like, May.
Probably get good seats. Let's see. Yankees. Joe's probably going.
Let's go Pants Joe's at the stadium.
Pants Joe's at this game?
Yeah.
With the 55 sign for Judge?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have to take the over, which is insane.
Well, what's it going to even be?
It looks like SeatGeek, you can get in the building for this game for $6.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, let's go.
Okay.
I'm going to just call my wife and tell her. I don't think it changes much.
No.
Especially if you just go on, if you just do game one.
Yeah, I can't do game two.
Got to call in a minute, yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
I mean.
Should we call Joe's right now? I'll call Joe's right now. Who are you taking to the Homer draft?
I think you have the first pick.
So you get Guzman. You've been excited for that. But that means I get my layup. It's Peraza.
Which one? Just joking.
Come on.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Oh, they got the same name. No, it's the first name that's the same.
No, the shortstop. First game at the stadium.
Hector Reale.
Josie.
Josie?
Is that Noah?
What is this disrespect? Josie.
Dude, are you excited for the game, dog?
I love this lineup.
You like this lineup?
Give me something different, man. I know what everybody else could do.
Are you going to this game?
No. I have to pick up Noah, and then at 3:30, I got to pick up Sophia.
We were going to... Oh, you're live on the pregame show, by the way.
Hey. Hey, pregame show.
We were going to pants you at the game if you were going.
Noah just popped his balloon. You see this?
What are you saying? Noah just popped his balloon.
He's upset. Here, go inside here.
All right. Well, dude, if you got tickets, just send them our way. We're thinking about going.
You're thinking about going to the game today?
Yeah, we want to see this team.
The first game?
Yeah.
This sounds like the best game to eat a gummy and go to of all time.
What about the second game?
Fuck that game.
No second game.
You think I want to go watch Cole and the good players?
This is like spring training.
Is that Jimmy over there screaming like that?
Oh, it's how'd you guess that?
He's very animated.
I just texted to change all my calls.
Get us 3 tickets and just leave your kids with like
you can bring them here.
Yeah,
I got them.
Leave my kids with what?
With like Kevin from Socials or something.
I got him, Joe's.
BBD's on it. He loves kids.
Okay. I don't know if they're gonna go to this game. I mean, I gotta pick up Sophia at 3:30. What time does the game start? Doesn't it start at 3?
Game starts at 3, I think. So.
That's kind of tough. I don't know. At 3.
It's gonna be so embarrassing when you're not at this game.
It's gonna be embarrassing when I'm not at this game.
Joe's. Joe's, who was at the game with you when Andujar hit his first Yankee home run?
You were.
And
were you?
And you're not going to be at the game with me when Peraza hits his first Yankee home run? That's embarrassing.
Wait, we lost that game.
We got smoked. It's like 16 to 1.
It was cold.
It was freezing. I stole Jamal's gloves.
You almost did walk home with them.
Yeah. He was like, yo, those are my gloves. I was like, sorry.
He was like, hey, Joe, could you ask for my gloves back for me? And I forgot. And then I was like, and Jim forgot. That was pretty funny.
Joe, this is a pregame show, dude.
Are you guys excited for the...
Oh, my God.
Wait, so are you guys doing like a double pregame maybe?
What's that mean?
There's going to be another one between the games, yeah. They probably won't be on it.
Sounds like Biebs might be on that.
Okay.
Just send...
What are you saying?
Daddy, are you going to say yes again? I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm being peer pressured to go.
No. Dude, just send us a couple tickets. We got to finish Pinstripe Strong. We'll talk to you later.
Pinstripe Strong, yeah.
I always feels like I'm hanging up. I'll take Peraza and Florial.
Nah, it's Florial. I love it.
Jimmy, our second pick?
Instinct reaction there.
I loved it.
Florial, I love it.
Yeah, it's great. Good for you. Thank you. IKF, he's on a fucking tear.
Yeah, that's true.
They come in bunches.
That's true.
Not for him so much. Over, under, any guesses?
Over, we're going to the game.
Yeah. Any guesses on what it is?
Oh. Seven.
Six and a half.
Okay.
Easy over. Guzman, it's a grand slam.
I might see Davey today.
Yeah, and Davey's on the team. Let's go. I haven't discussed that yet.
I might bring my...
What's 10:30 California time, our time? 11, 12, 1:30?
1:30.
So I moved my 3 o'clock to 1:30.
Perfect.
And then we'll leave at like 2:30 after that.
Okay.
I have like 4 breakdowns I was going to record. I'll just come and work here during the second game. I mean, how are you not going to go to this game?
Yeah.
It's bad conditions, a bad lineup, no one in the stadium, zero vibe, zero energy. That's a place I want to be. This is going to be like COVID stadium again.
I'm going to see if
you just sit like Jake. We'll have our own section.
Should I hit up some our people we haven't talked to? But like, I mean, oh, you want a section? Like, should we get legends?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got. I don't know.
Yankees just announced all the moves. Luke Bard, DFA. Guzman's wearing number 29.
Oh, better number than Roswell.
Than either Oswald. Andujar's 29th man. Davey's back. Donaldson's a father. Britton's rehab transferred to AAA. Seve's transferred to AA. That's the part that's actually kind of news.
What's to say that last one again?
Britton, his rehab has been transferred to AAA.
Oh, yeah, he's getting innings at AAA right now. And yeah, they said
Seve to AA.
That's just got to be conditions. Like, he's just close.
I'm assuming just where they are. But he was at single A for the whatever his first one was.
Okay. All right. Guys, we'll be at the game. Yeah, if we can get legends, that's cool. If not, like if there's an outfield section
right.
that no one else is in, alone. We'll just be alone there. Dude. Yes. What a good day. What a good day. Love this lineup.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.